This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo. KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What y'all thought this was? Hey, one more time. Yes, sir. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, July 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside our man.
What are you doing with him?
That's our guy right there.
And yeah, man.
Man, let me tell you something. D-Lo and KC, we back in business, hey. Boy.
Hey,
we told y'all 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Man, you know what we need to do? We need to do a wine tasting event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if old Dusty Baker ain't called.
Come on, man.
And say,
the legend. The
I heard you brothers wanted to do a wine tasting event.
Yeah.
It just so happens I'm looking to partner with a couple brothers like you.
Come on, man.
D-Lo and KC are in business with Dusty Baker.
Come on, man.
And Baker Family Wines. Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Baker Family Wines, man. What are they got some good stuff over there, man.
Get used to seeing the bottles back mm-hmm. behind your mm-hmm. boys
mm-hmm.
here live in the studio, man. We got this 2022 Pinot. We got the 755 right here. This Ooh. Is the one I cannot wait to open. This is the 755 with the blessings of one of the greatest
come
of
on,
all
man.
Time.
Hammer and Hank, come on now.
2021 cab right here. This is my bag. Them cabs is where I go. Them bold reds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Y'all know what it is. And then we'll go over here. Man, we got the whites. Man, we in good shape over here. We back in business. The bottles are back with D-Lo and KC,
come on
baby.
Now, Baker Family Wines. We're about to do this like LeBron and Steve Nash, man.
They out there. Man.
We're going to be in the cellar.
Hey, watch.
We're going to be in the cellar.
Y'all just watch. Hey, the bottles are back.
Yes, sir.
The bottles are back, man. We working on the first event right now. We don't know if it's going to be in August or September,
mm-hmm.
but we working on the first event over in West Sacramento at Baker Family Wine. Shout out Dusty Baker. Shout out Chick. Yo, shout out to the whole crew over there, man. We went and spent some time out there a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely amazing place.
The vibes are immaculate over there.
Amazing man. Place. Amazing wine. And we cannot wait to open these up and share them with you. You can get them at Select Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of places around town you can get them, but We're gonna cook, boy.
It's gonna be a good time. Like I said, I'm gonna be out there. I'm gonna be in my backyard. Yeah. Like Bron, just, you know, throw it around in the cup, do a little taste. Yeah, some good stuff.
I've never seen anyone taste
where you
like
where
that.
You been at? That's what you do. You taste it.
Okay. As everyone in the chatty house already knows, Stephen Brown says, "I love the whites deeply." So we'll make sure. Hey, Stephen Brown, you got to pull
Steve,
up.
You
got
to come. You got to come through to this one, big
you
dog.
You gotta pull up on us, man.
I think I like them both. I think I am a little bit more partial to white wines, but I'd go with a good red wine too.
You was careful with the way you phrased that, wouldn't you?
Like, I'm a nice little white wine.
I'm a little more partial to the red, as everybody knows by now. Yeah, these are where it's at, man. I cannot wait.
Well, Baker Family Wine, so far with everything I've had, I drink them all. It don't matter.
Yeah, facts. Nah, for real. We did a full on tasting event, and we told Dusty, hey, we on board, man. Let's cook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yeah, man, I'm super excited about that.
Baker Family Wines, right here in West Sacramento, man.
West Sac, man. A lot of people weren't even familiar that was going on. I'm telling you, the vibes are immaculate over there. That's a great place to hang out, sip on some wine while you watch a game. That's where I saw my boy Maxime Raynaud. That's where I saw him drafted.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let me see what's going on over here. I had a little cup. Yeah, it was good to go. A little glass.
Chippendale right here. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Oh, I cannot wait to crack these open. Yeah. Good thing John gave all of these to me. He didn't say, hey, man, these are both for you. He just said, man.
There's going to be some furniture moving around here if I don't get my bottles.
Hold up, man. I just
realized. Now we talking right there. I like the way
Rose.
That looks.
Hey, John, if you're listening, we're going to need another box.
Yeah, I need some more of that there.
No, I just realized something. Oh, John, this ain't going to work. These are all different wines. I thought these were like, hey, a mix of the white, mix of the red.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, these are all different wines.
Yeah. Come on, man. I need that. Run it. I need mine.
John,
run it.
John, we're going to need one more box, bro.
Run it.
We're going to need one more box.
Man, because you got that rosé right there. Yeah, now we talking.
Yeah, got that Pinot Noir rosé.
I think that actually might be my favorite.
Okay.
I think that actually might be where I live.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with that. We'll call it even, and we'll make these the bottles for the studio.
For sure.
Until the rest of them come. Otherwise, you just have to fight me for them, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Going
to
be some furniture moving, man. I need some of that Baker Family Wine, man. Come on now.
I'll send you with the whites. I'm taking home the reds. I guess we'll fight over the pink. We'll fight over the rosé. I don't think we tried this one.
We didn't try that. But I already know this one. When I say, you know, I don't really have a favorite.
The baseball stitch on it.
I think that's usually my favorite. The rosé, I think that's usually my favorite.
Yeah. Shout out Dusty Baker, man. What a privilege.
Come on, man. The legend.
What a privilege it is for us to be in business with a Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame manager, Hall of Fame person, the caliber
Sacramento's
of
own.
Baker. Yeah, man.
Sacramento's own Dusty Baker, man.
He with us, baby.
Yes, indeed.
He is with us, and we're happy that you – all right, speaking of Dusty Baker, man, what a night it was for the San Francisco Giants last night.
When I say vamos gigantes, man. I mean vamos gigantes.
The city was jumping last night between the weekend rocking Levi Stadium and Patrick Bailey rocking Oracle Park.
My goodness,
you know my favorite part of that wasn't just the Giants winning, wasn't just the, you know, the incredible way that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The pop from that crowd when they realized what was happening. Woo! Like, pop, and then it escalated.
Yeah.
And this is where, hey, credit to Bailey, to the third base coach, credit to everyone involved, because you're not making the decision to go home at third.
Mm-hmm.
You're making the decision about halfway to second.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the way Bailey was moving, that decision was made. And he's getting the go, and man, that was beautiful.
Once that ball hit the top of the wall and ricocheted the way he did, it was go time. It was, first of all, obviously, it was a bomb.
Man.
I think it went about 417.
It went about as far as it could go without going out.
My goodness.
Basically at the top of the wall, right?
Yeah.
And credit to Bailey. Cause he heard the pop. He hit the he swung.
He was running out of the box,
and he watched it for a second, and then he took off.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went from 0 to 60 like Casey's car, and absolutely took off. And then again, you can see when he rounded first, everybody knew what they were doing. And he carried that bad boy all the way home, man. What a finish for the Giants.
That was I can't say I've never seen that before, because we literally seen it from my boy Angel Pagan. But that was an all-timer. That was an all-time
was 13?
Finish. Yeah, 2013. And I've been trying to think all day about which one was better. Don't make me choose. Don't make me choose.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I watched them both this morning. They're good.
No, choose epic. Your favorite kid right now.
That one was epic. But last night, watching that game, and I was here while we were doing the KSFM show. You know me. I'm like Doug Christie. I'm like Scott Perry. I'm thinking about, like, dang, how can we get this done? And I'm watching Dodgers Brewers, and I see the Brewers take the lead.
So I'm sorry. Just for a second. Did you just say, I'm just like the Kings general manager and just like their head coach?
Yeah. I'm not like the rest of the Kings Twitter. It says, we stink. We're horrible. Oh, like, all right. Like, this is what we are.
Ultimate Warrior reincarnated right there.
What was Ultimate Warrior Kings Twitter?
came back as a Kings fan?
What the hell is going on?
I'm trying to figure out how can we do this. So I say all that to say, I'm watching Brewers Dodgers.
Yeah.
And Brewers take the lead. That boy, hey, the Miz, the Mass, whatever.
Hey, that's
nasty. They got the Dodgers got a dose of him last night. Him and Ohtani had two epic matchups. Ohtani got him the first.
Yeah, game, I was gonna
and
say
then they had a crazy one in the second at bat.
When you say get this done, you're talking about catch the division. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Looking at that division still. I know it was a long shot. They were nine back, I think, as far as a week ago. And, you know, they had a good weekend. Dodgers had a bad weekend. Got a little closer. And so I say all that to say, Brewers win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, well, you win this one, you can get, you know, five back. I joined the Giants game already in progress. They're up 1-0. They Phillies tied the game up. And when Kyle Schwarber hit that 2-out 0-2 bomb in the McCovey Cove, I said, 2-run home run. I said, oh, it was deflating. And it's like, man, this was the opportunity, man, y'all had. And they couldn't get nothing done in the bottom of the eighth. And then you get that situation where got two on, Patrick Bailey up, who struggled a lot. Struggled a lot at the plate. And you're like, oh, man, this is going to be tough. I'd much rather have a Devers or somebody else up right now, but let's see what Patrick Bailey can do. And I believe it was the first pitch. Just destroys it to Triple Alley. Destroys that thing.
Literally hits the ball as far as it could possibly go.
That was
without leaving the
bomb. And I said, oh, is it going to get out of here? Get out of here. And it hits the top of the wall. And at first I was like, no, that's a home run. Look at that. And then
hit a fan.
And then I see the ricochet. And I'm like, oh, snap. Hey, let's go. Keep going. And then for him to the catcher, Patrick Bailey, to hit an inside the park home run. For a walk-off situation, down two. It had to be a 3-run home run. Down two, that was an all-time moment. Twitter went crazy. Baseball Twitter was absolutely crazy last night.
It's still out there today.
Yeah, that was – baseball is one of those sports where the old adage of you may go to the park and see something you've never seen before still is kind of true. Like that, basketball, football, for the most part, we've seen what we've seen but in different variations of it, right? Like 60-point games, all this other stuff. Like, we've seen that before. Damn near, wait, we ain't never seen nothing like this before from a catcher inside the park walk-off? Crazy. I think the last time it happened was literally 99 years ago.
Damn.
Patrick Bailey, Jeff Passan had... Patrick Bailey just hit the first inside the park walk-off home run from a catcher since Benny Tate.
If that ain't the most baseball stat I've ever heard
on a Tuesday night. A catcher's crazy. Benny Tate, August 11th, 1926 was the last time that happened.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was back then, too. And it was like, oh, that's swinging Benny Tate right there.
Swinging Benny Tate. And then listening to the insiders, motivated by what we talked about, our guy Butler for the A's led off the game in West Sacramento with inside the park home run. First time ever in baseball history, on the same day.
Two Bay Area teams hit. Oh.
Well, no, on the same day, a leadoff walk-off and a, or excuse me, a leadoff inside the park home run and a walk-off inside the park. That's never happened.
A leadoff walk-off would be spectacular. You talk about seeing something you've never seen before.
It was basically, that's basically what it was for the Braves because that was it.
You know,
after Lawrence Butler hit that one, that was it for the Braves.
Stunned to learn this. Absolutely stunned to learn this. Hell of a job by the Giants last night. They'll get back at it in about 30 minutes. Verlander looking for his first win of the season.
Come on, JV.
But
come
that's on, JV. Damn. 6-7 real quick before we get 6-7 for the Giants. We'll come back. We had some things on the Kings we wanted to dive into yesterday, kind of ran out of time. We'll open up the phone lines for you as well. 916-909-1320. Steelo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As we mentioned, just a heartbeat of gold. The Giants get underway here in about 30 minutes. Of course, we'll be having that game on in the studio, see if they can continue this little hot streak they were on after that rough 2 weeks.
We should start keeping track of all the times like baseball is able to lead off the show. Because like it did this once. We'd over under 1.5 for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but we're different. Like leading off the show, especially this time of year, isn't like we led the show with your wedding yesterday.
That's true.
And we were talking about Dusty Baker to start today's show, so it kind of was an easy transition to mention the San Francisco Giants and what they did last night. Yeah. I mean, there are times that it happens, for
sure. I just wonder how many more moments they have where all of us are like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about that again to start. Because I think this was the moment of the year, too.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was big time.
This was one of the great moments I've ever seen on a baseball field, especially as a Giants fan. That was insane. But I would say...
Really? Yeah. I mean, I thought it was cool. I didn't realize it was that.
The inside the park walk off. It's the second time crazy. I've seen it in a Giants uniform.
It had the second time at Oracle too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it had everything too, like the fan pop. The play itself was entertaining, and then the TV call was great.
The TV call was terrific.
Them boys
didn't miss.
Poor Kuiper and Kruko were fighting.
They were.
Fighting for them lives.
They were shot. Okay. That voice was shot.
Fleming did a great job with his radio call too. I don't
know. I don't think I heard that one.
Yeah, he killed that. It was an all-time moment. Jesse, you had asked earlier, you and Kyle had talked about on the Insiders, like, would you have wanted it to be a regular home run? Like, go over the fence so you could jog, get that moment. I would say this is better.
Hmm.
This will live forever.
Yeah, this is history, I think.
This will live forever. Everybody hit a walk-off home run over the fence. Like that, not everybody, but you know what I mean? We see that 10 times a week. Like, this will live forever.
You guys will talk about this 10 years from now, I'm sure.
110.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they still talk about Pagan. Like, I know it got brought up like this, but I feel like I've seen that more than just yesterday and stuff like that, too.
Pagan is one of the great moments in my fandom as a San Francisco Giant. Top, outside of, like, last outs of winning championships, like, that's a top 10 moment ever. Mm. That was unbelievable. And this is up on that category. So, I'd rather... If I knew I was going to get the home run either way, I'd rather do the inside the park home run.
I had an inside the park Little League home run to win the game once.
Oh, let's go, Jesse.
No, the best part.
Come on, Jesse Bailey.
The best part, there was a kid from school there to vouch for me the next day. Robert, get over here. I'm telling the story again.
Again? Well, get Robert.
Come through, Robert. Come on, man.
Hey, someone find Robert.
He was there. Am I lying? Am I lying? Robert, am I lying? Come on.
Then you get real. Hey, Robert, tell the story. Tell the story, Robert.
Tell it in class. Tell the teacher. Real quick before we leave the Giants, they are 5 back in the NL West of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are in a tough spot right now. They've lost 5 in a row. They're playing right now. It's scoreless against the Brewers. The Giants have the Dodgers this weekend at Oracle Park, the $1 million series, because no regular human being can get tickets to that series. We talked about that on the air. My goal for the Giants, if they can somehow, some way, find a way to go into the All-Star break, I'm going to put the number at 4 back. I'd take that. I would take that.
What are we, a week away?
This weekend is the end of the first half. This Dodger series goes into the All-Star break. Okay. So they're 5 right now. They've got the Dodgers this weekend. I'm not saying, hey, sweep them or anything like that.
Well, you got to win the series to be. Yeah. Okay.
Win the series. If you win the series, do you?
Well, they're 5, right?
They're 5.
If you maintain, you got to probably handle business today. If you enter the series, I assume it's 3.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win the series to be down 4.
Yeah. I'll take that. After everything that went on in this first half, with everything that went on in the past 10 days before this win streak, you go into the All-Star break.
You look like Steph Curry after that Kings Warriors game where we were laughing at him. Guess who got the last laugh? But
I was looking like Steph Curry on the bench of the did you see that clip in the Timberwolves series? Where I think like Julius Randle hits a 3. It's like game 5, like when they're about to be eliminated. Julius Randle hits a 3 to put him up like 18. And Steph Curry is on the bench and he's just like, it's an all-timer. He's looking straight ahead and he's just like, oh, what? He don't even know how to handle it. That's how I was looking as the Giants lost again to the White Sox. I'm just in my living room looking crazy like that. If anybody had Dr. David, I think y'all know where it is. Find it and tag us, man, because that's an all-time moment. But if you can get through all that, get to the All-Star break, beating the Dodgers 2 out of 3 and being back 4 in the NL West, hell yeah, I'll take that. Hell yeah, that's a good finish to the quote-unquote first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take that in a heartbeat. So that's the goal by Sunday night.
Okay.
Be 4 back.
Oh, I just found it. Well, what you left out is Julius dancing after hitting the 3. You left that part out. Julius got an extension. He deserved to be fired for that. That's crazy.
And Steph was just in a trance. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I forgot Steph was in street clothes. It put him up 11. Oh, man, that's tough. Julius out there dancing. Steph distraught. That's OKC.
That's how it was, is they lost to the Diamondbacks. I said,
man, I'm finding a lot of despondent Steph Curry videos.
Is that what you typed in?
No, actually what I typed in was Steph Curry shaking. And I got that one, the Julius Randle one. I got this video that Anthony Slater shot, and it says Steph Curry just looked generally exasperated tonight as the Warriors continually tried and failed to come back against the Heat team that
played
in the
double OT. Was that where he was just sitting on the bench after the game had ended?
I'm not sure. That's not the video Anthony shot.
Oh, okay,
that's the one Ant-Man shot. God bless Steph Curry.
Oh, no,
God, he's right such now. A wonder. He's just pacing
somebody
back.
Somebody rubs his shoulder and be like,
he
hey,
is
it's
just
okay, buddy.
Pacing back and forth. Like, this has to be. This is January 7th. This is before Jimmy. This is before Jimmy. So he's, oh, God, that man was fed up. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Poor Steph.
Look at it. Next video. Keon Ellis all over Steph. That was the night. That was the night. Steph knew it was over.
Until the Kings beat the brakes off him, and it wasn't. Wasn't the same after that.
Until it wasn't.
It was never the same after that. Here goes Steph crying. I got that one. After Draymond got ejected.
Yeah.
Ejected.
Yeah. I'm looking at this video. Steve Kerr wasn't happy with Steph Curry after the second quarter turnover. Steve, sit your ass down. With all due respect, Steve, sit down. If I was Steph, I look right. I'm like, sir, don't do that. This is the second quarter of a game in November. Get out of my face.
Here's another one. Steph Curry looks vexed as hell getting subbed out. It's in the fourth quarter. Game is tied, about 8 minutes left. He's shaking his head on the bench against OKC.
Hey, Steph is a legend. Steph is an absolute legend.
Oh, man. I am, but I'm not going to miss him when he's gone. I'm going to miss him because I love basketball. I'm not going to miss him because he's with the Warriors.
That video, that Julius Randle video is hilarious. That video is absolutely hilarious. Oh, man. Shout out, Steph.
That's how the Giants have me looking sometimes.
Kyle sent me this clip, or he sent me this clip earlier in the week when we were talking about Jonathan Kuminga. It's the play where Kuminga gets the ball. Steph is wide open on the corner, and he sees Kuminga square up, and he just drops his hands, his head, and steps back to the side. Like, okay. All right, kid.
Remember when Steph got thrown out of the game because he threw his mouthpiece because he got mad at Jordan Poole?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think he meant to throw it. He took it out and he threw his hand for it, and I think it flew out of his hand, and the killer was it went into the stands.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you're cooked.
Unless you're DeMarcus Cousins. Do we believe DeMarcus Cousins intentionally spit his mouthpiece out at the Trailblazers bench?
Yes.
I do too.
Yes. Steph knows better. DeMarcus just doesn't care.
Well, DeMarcus did. That was the bring him back out game, because he got. That's what he got.
Was the same game.
That's what he got thrown out for, because the ref thought he spit his mouthpiece out, and it was like after an and one, after like a bucket from DeMarcus, and he got like 55 or something like that, and he spit his mouthpiece out, and the ref was like, "Oh, you spit it out, like you're out of here or whatever." And then they went to the monitor, and he's like, "I didn't. I was just talking. It fell out. Da 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 da." He runs out or whatever, and they review it, and they determine that it was an accident.
I can't remember.
And they brought him back.
I can't remember what he said, but Scott Moak said something like, "Can somebody go find DeMarcus Cousins?" And the way he did it was just, I was like, "Oh, this is perfect." Then he comes out with a pop like
oh,
the Ultimate
man.
Warrior got at WrestleMania 8.
Great.
That's DeMarcus Cousins music. That's arguably, that's probably the most iconic moment in Bad Kings history. Yeah, that DeMarcus Cousins, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he had 55 that night?
Yeah, 55, 56, something like that.
Man.
And an overtime win.
Soren says, is that what it was? Go get Boogie. We might have to pull that clip up. That was just absolutely iconic.
Because DeMarcus runs off the court like Red and Friday. And Rudy Gay and them were like, yo, what's wrong with dude? So then they review it and they bring him back out there and he jogs back out and they're like, get him back out here. That was an all-timer. But yes, DeMarcus.
Was that against Minnesota? Who was that against? Portland.
DeMarcus absolutely, in my opinion, spit his mouthpiece out in front of the Blazers bench on purpose. Now that we're far, far away removed from that, he probably should have been tossed. If that's
if we ever get that DeMarcus Cousins interview, that's the first question. So you spit the mouthpiece out, right, bro?
If that's an automatic ejection, then yeah, which I don't know if it should be or not, but if it is, yeah, he probably should have been ejected. But this moment was a lot better than the end of that story being him being ejected. Him having to come back out. And then that was the same night of It's Getting Ridiculous.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Like, what? Name a more iconic moment of bad era Kings basketball than that one.
I can't.
Oh, man.
At the very least, it's top five. The other one might be Tyreek hitting the half-court shot.
Yeah, the half-court shot.
The 30-some point comeback from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was nuts.
As an owner of Walton.
Okay.
I'm out of moments at this point.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot. I want to see how much I can skip. This is highlights of the whole. Like, this is all DeMarcus. 55 points, 13 Ooh. Rebounds.
Beat Let's up Miles Leonard that night.
Oh. Hold on, I gotta see. Does this have audio?
Of announcing NBA basketball.
Oh God, there's that voice. there's that guy. Let's give old boy some run. Nobody heard his voice
he
on the
said,
radio.
Oh
this.
God.
Nobody heard this dude's voice in this market for 5 years. Let's go. Oh shoot, I messed up.
Oh, Rob Stark says Omri going 3 for 3 for Steph. That was a moment. That was a moment. That was exciting. Second quarter, I think the Kings probably lost by 20. But that was
well. That's
moment.
The case with most of these, except the DeMarcus one. The DeMarcus one, they actually won.
115.
Oh yeah. There he is. Okay, I'm leaving the audio up because I actually want to hear it.
You guys are active all night long.
All right, now Cousins.
So this again. Has got to be around the point that he's tossed.
Well, no, because it was.
DeMarcus is on fire.
Yeah, that was late third or late fourth right here.
Yeah. Oh, it's just all his points. I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I got you. Cousins against Miles Plumlee. Or Mason Plumlee, I think. Oh, no, this is it right here. This is it. Yeah. Here it is right
so
here.
So there's the and one.
It's
thrown out.
He absolutely spit it. At the assistant coach.
Okay, hang on.
Should have been a technical on Cousins.
Go look at that little bitch. Grant Napier calling for the technical.
That
what
rat.
A rat. What a clown.
Man, rewind that rat.
You gotta be kidding me. This dude. You hear this idiot?
What a snitch.
Feeling that should have been a technical on Cousins for yelling and the mouthpiece comes flying out, but I don't think so. Terry Stotts was yelling at Terry at the official. He thought
here he goes.
And so that's his second technical of the game.
Look at Grant doesn't even care. Boy, listen to that crowd.
Yeah, listen, I don't think that's a technical.
And oh, now,
oh, now it's not a
now
technical.
Now you switch up.
Listen to that pop.
Look at Rudy. Rudy.
Never.
My bad, you were right. That was fourth quarter, too. That wasn't overtime. It didn't go to OT. That's hilarious.
Seconds left.
Now we got to – so they're going to – he is – and here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Again, if we ever get the interview, I think he was crying.
DeMarcus?
Yeah. Like, I think he was so angry. I think he was emotional.
When he got ejected? Yeah.
Yeah, like, he looked – completely distraught when he came back out onto the court.
Yeah.
And now we're just sticking around for me, what should be the first statue at the Golden 1 Center, Katie Christensen with a microphone to DeMarcus Cousins, and the plaque just says, it's getting ridiculous.
There's somebody, the mouthpiece comes flying out.
Oh, my God. Look at him.
Look at Rudy. Come back and get him. The officials got together and said that the mouthpiece came out accidentally.
They're laughing at him.
There goes somebody else. We won't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
On the camera location, but let me tell you something. That's a heck of a win for Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
DeMarcus, first I'm going to start with the technical that got you ejected that was then rescinded. What happened there? I've never seen anything like
look at
that.
DeMarcus. It's ridiculous. It's obvious what's being done out here. It's on a nightly basis. I hope the world can see now what's really going on out here because it's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
Put it on a plaque.
Come out of your mouth accidentally. Is that what happened?
Yes, man. Well. This is ridiculous, man.
All right.
Ridiculous.
DeMarcus, their game plan obviously.
You can't put that part on the plaque. You can't put that part on the plaque.
Tonight was
all right, that's enough. That's all we're here for.
That line was crazy. Did you see the number? It was 55 points.
13?
17 of 28.
Mm.
17 of 28 to get 55 points, and he's a big man. Like, there was no three. I mean, he might have hit a couple threes, but there wasn't a bunch of threes involved. That's crazy.
He was DeMarcus, the best at his position for
yeah,
a little
DeMarcus
bit.
DeMarcus was nasty, man.
Mm. And we talk about Fox and Sabonis, what we did it like for time or whatever, but like DeMarcus, I guess, for as good as they were at their positions, like DeMarcus was the best, though.
I agree. He was a multi-time all-star at that spot.
You can be one of those people that, like, bitches and moans about DeMarcus's behavior if you want. But, like, just from a player, just from a skill set standpoint, it's him and Chris.
Mm.
And it's tough because, you know, DeMarcus is in that tough era of Kings basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just boil it down to the best players that ever wore a Kings uniform, it's Chris and it's DeMarcus.
DeMarcus could do it all.
If DeMarcus played in today's NBA, like, he'd be mentioned with Embiid and those guys.
Hey, you're right, Jesse. He probably was a little bit before his time.
Yeah.
He'd be closer to, yeah, like, but let's also not rewrite history too much. Like, if DeMarcus made the first three that he shot in a game, every Kings fan held their breath because they knew he was probably taking 5 to 6 more, and he wasn't quite there yet where he should be taking 5 to 6 threes a game.
Yeah.
But if that first one went in, sweetie.
You know who he was, and I'm not – this isn't disrespectful to either one, in my opinion, because I think they're both dope. He was Joel Embiid.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Joel Embiid.
And he could pass. Like, he was the truth. He was absolutely the truth, man.
Kids are going to call us stupid when we try to tell them about DeMarcus Cousins one day. No, he was good.
Nah,
look,
like,
at his numbers, though.
Yeah,
look, he
like
do anything.
I mean, I don't know. That's why the whole he didn't win anything is, yeah.
Oh, did you see that team that was on the screen?
Yeah, no one did.
Aaron Aflalo was like, down.
Come
on, man.
Give me a break, man. Like,
no disrespect, but that ain't no winning
Aaron
team.
Aaron Aflalo.
Yeah. That ain't no winning team, and not that this makes people feel better or anything. This was before the play-in. Boogie probably would have made a play-in.
Yeah.
At least maybe one or two play-ins.
Yeah, I can't remember Boogie's highest win total.
I remember.
I think it was mid-30s, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, too. They didn't get
But I don't know what the I don't know what the 10 seed would have been. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And it was a different time, too. So, like, maybe people are playing, you know, differently down the stretch if you have a plan. You know what I mean? Like, the Kings were the 9th seed, 10 games back of 8 with 15 to go. Like, they not playing people. They letting the rookies do what they need to do. If you were like, hey, we still got a plan, or not just the Kings, but anybody, maybe they would have played a little different down the stretch. So, I don't know.
I don't think this is a Breonna Stewart is overrated hot take, but
they beat my Aces yesterday. Damn,
dude, everybody is beating your Aces.
Like, Aces got
that's
hurt,
not,
though. Aces got
that's
hurt.
Not even a thing. Yeah, that was awful. That was one of those things where it hurt the person who saw it.
Yeah.
If it was the Beam team, But it was that DeMarcus instead of Domas. That team's going further, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, DeMarcus is
Kevon
better.
Kevon Looney does not have nothing for DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins is better than DeMontis Sabonis.
Yeah, DeMarcus is going crazy on that Warriors team.
Man.
He's going crazy. And I think
DeMarcus and De'Aaron could have been.
That would have been special.
That could have been
special. I think, and once again, I'm not trying to shade him or disrespect him, but DeMarcus would have gave you everything Sabonis was able to get that Kings team and more. I don't want to say a better passer, but I think about an equal or just a little lesser of a passer than Sabonis. He was on the boards at about the same rate, and he was a far better scorer and about the same defender. That would have been crazy. They didn't play together, Fox and Cousins, because they needed.
No, because what the world will try to convince you is the Kings only got De'Aaron Fox because they traded DeMarcus Cousins and lost a bunch of games because they were incapable of losing a bunch of games with DeMarcus Cousins.
The amount of games they needed to lose, you can make the argument they wouldn't have lost that.
Sure.
They were, I think, two games behind the eighth spot?
A game out of the eighth spot. I think it might have gone down to a half a game after the famous Willie Cauley-Stein has been unleashed. Whatever point total it was.
But the point is, like, even if they wouldn't have, I'm not saying they would have made the playoffs, but with Cousins there, if they lost 16 of their last 17 games to get to that spot, I don't think that would have happened with Cousins there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. That's
indirectly.
That's what the world will tell you.
Donovan Mitchell is part of that draft?
There are people who will tell you.
Maybe they win more games or whatever. Hey, maybe you get Donovan Mitchell and DeMarcus.
No, we would have passed on Donovan.
Definitely would have passed.
Yeah, that's true. Damn.
Damn.
Well, this segment started out fun, but it's ending as most Kings conversations do, and it's ending on a sad note.
Real quick, did you see Cuz talking about Sacramento? Not in like it was bad, but it wasn't like he wasn't trying to crap on the city. He was talking about his experience when he first got drafted.
Recently?
Yeah, on Theo Pinson's podcast.
I don't think so.
He can't play because they cursing. But he was just, he was like, yeah, when I got drafted, you know, I got drafted Sacramento, California. I had never been to California. Kind of like a Weber deal, right? Like, it's like, I'm like, let's go. I'm thinking I'm going to see Lamborghinis and all this other stuff. I get on that plane. Fly over Sacramento. I don't see nothing but farmland. I don't see nothing. I'm like, where are the palm trees? Where's all this? Like, he's like, I was not. He said, this looked like Alabama. So what is this? And he was talking about just his experience. And he's like, the arena was awful. It was the worst in the NBA. He said, it ain't came up now. Sacramento is a city. And what they do, came up now.
He's not wrong.
No, he was spot on.
Have you ever flown into the Sacramento airport?
He was spot on. He was spot on. But he's like, I ain't trying to crap on it because I love Sacramento. But that was just my thought. I had never been to California. I thought this is what I was getting when I was going to California.
And everyone thinks, so are you guys by the ocean? Yeah, I guess. Like, what do you mean by bye? We'll come back.
And the ocean by us is hella cold.
That's fact.
It's hella cold.
It's not really
in the Bay Area.
By us. We'll come back. It's an ice plunge.
It is.
Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
20. All right, 916-909-1320. We were told not to do hypotheticals on this show, so I guess we'll just discuss the news here. How dare we talk about what if DeMarcus Cousins was on the Beam team?
Bobby, come on, Bobby. That reminds me of The Fan when De Niro was like, Bobby, hey, Bobby.
That movie's crazy.
It is crazy. I want to watch that again.
The Barry Bonds movie. The
movie's called The Fan?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
It's not
and,
a super.
He's not a mob boss or something like that. In this
we
movie.
Know it. We were there.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like
it's not like one of Robert De Niro's classics.
I got you.
It could get lost in.
Is this like a TBS classic maybe or something like that?
It might not even be that good.
I think it's a but solid movie.
It's fine.
It's
yeah.
just not like.
It just looks like Barry Bonds. Like yeah. it's Wesley Snipes, right?
Yeah.
He looks like Barry Bonds in the movie, and I think he's on the Giants.
Yeah. That's a Giants movie.
And,
well,
yeah.
not a Giants movie, but he's on the yeah. Giants. I would, you would,
it's fine.
Okay. You would
fine.
Watch it and be like, oh, it's cool. There's a couple, like the last scene is ridiculous. It's, you know, just an unbelievable downpour at a baseball game and they won't call the game.
So right.
That's how
he,
like the last scene.
We're just talking about movies now real quick. He is the, one with Pacino, right? And they're the heist or whatever. The movie's called Heat. I think.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's one I got to
yeah.
see.
Yeah. yeah. That's right.
De Niro, he that dude. He that dude.
Top five?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Top five? Yeah. Oh, man.
Especially when you, like, go deeper back into his catalog. Like.
Oh, yeah, his catalog runs decades and decades. Yeah. Who else? Is Denzel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom
Pacino?
Hanks. That's always when we talk
Tom
about.
Hanks.
Yeah. We always talk about Tom Hanks and Denzel because remember it's two different.
So we're at four.
Two different worlds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A better actor.
Yeah,
but they're both phenomenal. Pacino's in there as well.
We're at four. Who else goes in there?
Does Wolf of Wall Street?
Leo
DiCaprio.
Leo. Is Leo probably on?
Couldn't
there.
Even say his name right now.
I mean, Leo was did Titanic like. Yeah, like he yeah, I mean,
maybe
it's,
it is.
It's a discussion. Like Leo could be up there.
Martin
Will Smith.
Says, Will Smith is, yeah, he might be. That might be five.
I don't know that. I mean, Will Smith. I mean, I don't know. Five.
Nah, Will.
You got
on there.
You got
Will on there.
You got box office versus accolades.
Will got them both.
Do we?
And Will got like.
Will has that crazy streak of $100 million movies or whatever. Is that the barometer? I think it's $100 million,
Will,
but he's
Will,
got that crazy streak of like 11 straight movies.
Will has box office, he has accolades, and he has like the art of acting.
Tom Cruise movies. Don't belong here?
No, I like
no,
Tom
no.
Top Gun, Mission Impossible series.
It's cool. You did the same movie six
Jerry
times.
Maguire.
He's about to come out with another Mission Impossible.
I don't care. I do not care. I think I saw one, and it was probably on accident.
Vin Diesel and the Fast and the Furious crew. They want to make all those movies all the time.
It's the last one. Last Fast and the Furious coming up. Yeah, they said.
I don't even know how to phrase this. They said they're bringing Paul Walker back. I don't know what this is.
You could bring Tupac back as a hologram at Coachella. You could do anything.
If it's archival footage and they're finding a way to use it, hey, that's fine. If this is some weird AI stuff, I'm out.
Bro, AI is CGI stuff, right?
I'm not okay with that. Don't do that.
AI is insane. It's crazy. I saw last night, I was watching Reels or TikTok, one of the two. Somebody took a picture of Shiloh and Shador as kids. It was a real picture that they took, and they brought the picture to life.
Oh yeah, I've seen they did. That's on TikTok all the time,
bro. What?
Yeah, that's on TikTok a lot.
So yeah, I don't know.
TikTok is like
Paul Walker joint.
TikTok lives in AI.
That's why I dwell on YouTube Shorts. Shout out.
I'm not okay with Paul Walker randomly returning. I'm not okay with
what
that.
What if they're okay with it? What if?
I take it back. If it's archival footage, if like it's footage that he shot, it's actually him. I'm good with that. If it's AI, that's gross. I don't like AI in music. I don't like him in videos. I told you I hated TaylorMade Music. You said, what about Kendrick? I hated that video where he just kept turning into different people. Where he turned into OJ. He turned into Kobe. I was like, oh my God.
Nipsey.
That was awful.
The other one. Yeah.
Is that Jesse?
Is this how different is this from like maybe when they use CGI for characters and stuff like that?
Well, the person, usually with the CGI, the person isn't dead.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the only time like this may have happened. I feel like there was a Star Wars movie where the Princess Leia actress died, but they still had her character or something like that. CGI, something like that, I think. I could be wrong. But I don't know if they do that too. I don't think they've ever done that too often at all.
Well, I'm pretty sure this was an AI. It might have been CGI, but they did that with Paul Walker when he initially passed. He was in that movie. And that was sad, very, very sad to see, like, at that moment, because I think he die filming the movie, or they were filming the movie?
They were filming out there. Yeah, because they had that sad scene at the end of one of them, which
that was the
I don't
Khalifa
know
song.
That was real. Like, I think that was a...
That's what I'm saying. I think that might have been CGI.
That scene was tough, too, because you watched the movie knowing, and then you had the, you know, the cars parting ways, like, oh, my God. That's tough.
That and Black Panther 2 were very difficult.
I don't think I can ever watch that movie again.
That was tough. They're saying, as we just go through random Hollywood news, why do I always forget his name? Because he's always just Franklin Saint. They say he might be the new Black Panther.
Tasman Idris? Yeah.
He might be the new Black Panther.
Okay.
I think he'd do a good job.
Who did they just announce? Is it Denzel? Someone of that.
In that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's Denzel, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I did hear that.
What are you doing? Are you doing the Office thing right now?
No.
I was over the Office. No. What are you doing?
No, it really did come to my mind at that point that I remember hearing that.
I can never tell. I can't tell if it's a shoot or a work.
I'm Vince Russo.
Well, there it is. Well, you are a big Vince Russo fan. Some people have said you book wrestling like Vince Russo.
I am not a big Vince Russo
fan. Casey had it his way. Jay Russo and Logan Paul would be champions now.
Logan Paul does need to be in that. Logan Paul needs a push.
Oh, man.
Logan Paul.
WCW is listening right now. He just threw something against the wall. Something just broke over there at Comma Circle.
He not feeling Logan?
No.
Logan is fantastic.
Oh, I don't think WCW feels the WWE, though.
No, he hates it.
Yeah,
he hates it.
But I'm with him at this point. He hates it.
Yeah, he ain't wrong.
No, I haven't watched in months. But Logan is really good. Logan is... I'll step back just a little bit. Maybe he's not like officially main event level, but I think he's a lot closer than people give him credit for. Like, Logan's really good.
Okay. Hogan. He's certainly not bad. He's good. I think he's good. Feels like Vince Russo is booking this Kings offseason.
Oh, well, that's a great job by you.
Thank you. The problem is it might be a smidge too on point. It might be a smidge bit on point.
James Hamm.
Sorry, go ahead.
James Hamm was on the Insiders earlier talking about how.
That's a funny sentence.
Well, yeah,
for those that just tuned in, they're just like, what?
He joined us from vacation on the Insiders.
Got it.
And he was talking about how the plan might just be like just preparing for 2027 offseason for the Kings at least. Mm. More contracts off the books. Like, maybe you're not trading LaVine next year, but like his money's off at that point.
So also, I just realized you said 2027.
Yes, and we clarified that. Of course, stuff can happen before then, but that's just kind of when all the money's out, all your flexibility's there.
So we've... we've put... What was the... survive and figure it out? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, like... Maybe there's some reality to that stupid tagline we kept saying. Just survive. Like, maybe you can win some games. Here's the thing about... They are not bad enough to tank. The talent on this team isn't bad enough to tank. On the flip side, the talent on this team might not be good enough to move, especially in this current climate. It just might not be good enough.
Bro, and I know James would never say this because he just would never say it. I think you're saddled with two damn near unmovable contracts. And Zach LaVine and Monta Sabonis.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think either one of them are bad ball players. I think they're players that you can win with. But like you talked about, in this climate, nobody paying $50 million a year for Zach LaVine. Nobody paying $50 million a year for Domantas Sabonis. Like, nobody's paying $50 million for Sabonis on the open market.
Sabonis was $35 million, you'd probably get something for him.
Right. We're talking $46, $49 million in 2 years. Like, nobody's doing that. And to James's point, you got to kind of ride both of those contracts out a little bit, at least where they become a little bit more manageable. You know, Zach next year potentially is on a expiring contract. So, you know, maybe it could be a salary dump for somebody, like a Washington or something like that. In 2 years, if you decide to get rid of him, I'm not even saying you have to get rid of Sabonis, but if you wanted to clear the books that way, maybe in his final year, he's a $50 million expiring or something like that. But you got two immovable contracts with two guys, like you mentioned earlier, who are good basketball players. So if you've got those two on your team, you're not going to be a 25-win team.
Right.
Like, those are two good
ball
players.
Not the Jazz.
No, but they're not good enough to elevate you alone. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.